Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at COTA.com.
What it is, peace, silly listeners. Welcome to the podcast where we shoot the shit and we take our silliness seriously. The Professionally Silly Podcast. It's your audible boo thing, Amber Smiles Jones, and something about a family member name. And the occupation was a disc jockey?
Close enough. Hey, it's me, Wes. Hey, what's going on?
Oh, DJ Hey Cousin. There got it. Yeah. It took me a second.
It happens. Hope you're doing okay out there. Hope you're doing okay out there. I know I'm doing okay in here.
I'm having a pretty good week thus far.
Yeah.
We're doing all right.
All right. I love it.
If you're listening or watching this podcast right now, it comes out on Friday, and it's actually the very first Friday of the 13th of the year.
Yeah, get your rabbit foots.
Whatever you do to celebrate.
Yeah.
You know, it's Friday the 13th. You terrify a small child, whatever it is.
Yeah.
You know, enjoy that. Now's the time. Celebration. You know, mm-hmm. it's all about acknowledging the important holidays.
Thank you. I'm happy you're aware of this.
So this past weekend, I went to a pool party where I was celebrating my buddy's 50th birthday. Shout out to you, Jen, if you're listening. And she owns this amazing lesbian bar here in Atlanta called MSR, My Sister's Room. So if you want to check out a dope place to be gay or even straight, as long as you're an ally, you got some money going in there.
Did you get a little backstroke in? Did you practice your backstroke?
Oh, you know it.
I hope so.
Or if I did, I don't remember because, ladies and gentlemen, I got entirely too drunk again. And there was one point where I was actually looking at my Instagram stories to figure out what happened. And I do not remember getting into the pool. As a matter of fact, I staunchly said to you before I left, mm-hmm. I'm not getting in the pool because I don't want to get my hair wet.
Yeah, I know.
If I get my hair wet, I'll lose my curls. Yeah.
And then you forgot you were a conscious being.
Yeah, I was in the pool. Don't remember that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't know how that happened. And there was a one point of the night where the food was all laid out or whatever, and people just kind of brought stuff. And someone had brought fried chicken wings, right? So I was like, ooh, I want some of the fried chicken wings. But I didn't want to be the first person to open up the fried chicken wings. You know, I didn't want to be. And it's funny, too, because there was two other black people there. But at the time, it was only two of us. The third one showed up late. And anyways, it's funny because she saw me. I eventually decided to go ahead and get some.
Yeah.
But it was funny because the other black woman was there and she saw me eating the chicken wings and came over and said, girl, I'm glad you opened up the wings because I didn't want to be the first one. I said, me too.
The thought was going around.
Yeah, we don't want to be the stereotypical black person who's like, I want them fried chicken wings. So that was the first thing I wanted when I saw them. I ain't going to hold you.
Yeah, coming in hot, like,
and
you know what I'm saying?
Publix,
fresh.
Too. The Publix got some good ass decent fried wings.
More than decent, actually.
Yeah.
More than decent.
So I was.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
Anyway, Juneteenth is coming up. That reminds me. Which is also my birthday. So my birthday it has to do with all of you.
How are you feeling? You know, it's another year.
Literally, I feel old as fuck. You legit just dislocated my shoulder just touching me.
Oh, snap. Sorry.
I am aging roughly.
I was wondering what that pop was. Sorry about that.
Yeah, it hurt.
We'll pop it back in before the next segment.
Thanks.
But yeah, you should feel good, man. You made it another year.
I did decide that this year I was going to try to actually celebrate it. I'm lucky enough that on my birthday is Juneteenth, so I have off of work, but also at my day job, we have alternate Fridays off.
Mm-hmm.
And my birthday's on a Thursday, and it just so happens that this Friday or that Friday of my birthday weekend, I also have off. So I have some time to, I guess, fix and heal myself debauchery.
Yeah, you have full time for shenanigans and heal time post
and
that.
Yeah, because it's going to be the whole weekend. So I was like, all right, so I'm going to go to MSR. I want to celebrate my birthday there, lesbian bar. It's nice. I'm very single and open to mingle. That was lame. Please pretend I didn't say that. And so thank you. Thank you. I'm sorry. I embarrass myself. I embarrass my family. I embarrass my country.
No, it's just you. It's just you. Don't get anyone else involved.
Fuck you.
No, but you, yeah. I mean, here's the thing.
For real.
Here's the thing about a birthday. However you want to celebrate it, as long as you feel content, fuck that, happy doing it. You know,
see, that's the thing. In the past, I was never really happy about celebrating my birthday because to me at the time, it signified all the things that I didn't have or did not accomplish by the certain age that I was. The societal pressures that make you feel like, oh, I don't have any kids, I'm not married, I still only have this kind of job, I only make this kind of money. You know, all those things that kind of pop in your head. And birthdays and New Year's are usually around the time when that just really, like, it really kind of gets in my head and I have a hard time celebrating it. So I don't like to. Mm. Not to mention my birthday's in the summertime. So when I was a kid, all my friends were like a summer camp or family vacations or some shit. So I didn't really do a lot of birthday parties in general.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of got used to not really like having big parties or celebrations of it. And, that just became the norm. And everybody thought I was weird that I didn't celebrate my birthday, really.
Yeah.
So anytime I do, it's because somebody else did something for me if I did celebrate it.
Yeah.
It was never me plan. I'm never like, oh, I got to plan my birthday bash. I got to do this. That's I got to do that. Like, I've never been that one. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying I'm against it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just I don't currently have anybody who's like, I'm going to do this. Because, first of all those things cost money. And the economy is trash. I do not expect anybody to pay for some huge labyrinth of whatever the fuck. But I'm just used to not celebrating it. But this year, I'm turning blah, 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 and, you know.
Be proud of your wisdom.
Yeah, I'm blah, blah, blah now. What?
Okay.
Anyways.
Well, see, I see why we're friends. Because I'm wired the complete opposite of you. Most of the year, one is dreading where they are in life, and how to get to a better place.
Yeah, you're a different motherfucker on your birthday.
on your birthday, it's like, I'm alive. I made it. I made it to the start go on the Monopoly board of life. I'm gonna collect my $200 and go in a little bit. You know what I mean?
I feel you.
You know, so I mean,
I wish I could do that.
You know, it's deserved. You know, again, that's why I say it. Like, you made it. Good job. Like,
I'm going to test it out this week. Or when's my birthday? Next week. See, look at me.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Next Thursday is my birthday. So I'm going to take myself to MSR. I'm going to, you know, at least I should know at least one or two people there at the very least. And I'm going to just hang out there and then see what happens.
And don't even put so much pressure on it. You don't have to, like, plan it out so eloquently. Just do whatever, you know, do what you feel. Do whatever you want to do. Have some stuff planned, if you want to do that, you know.
Shit costs money. I'm just going to do one thing.
Well, there are lots of stuff to do, even on a budget, all right?
On a Thursday?
Well, there's also the weekend, too, all right? Don't forget that.
I don't want to spend that much money by myself. That's crazy.
Well, you won't be by yourself. You ever thought of that?
No. You have to work on my birthday.
Yeah, but not on the weekend.
Well, that's not my birthday. You know I'm not like, it's my birthday weekend. I've never been that bitch.
a day and so a half, 2 days. I think it'll suffice. I think you'll be okay on that. I promise you'll be okay on that.
Listen, if you're watching, I want a MetaQuest 3, 512 gigabytes.
Everybody, that's if y'all could ever get her one thing. It's that thing.
I literally talk about that every chance I get, trying to put it into the universe when I'm at the house. We'll be having a conversation. He's like, yeah, so, you know, things are kind of hard at work and I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to do. And I'm like, I get you. But, you know, make you feel better if you got me a MetaQuest 3, 512 gigabytes.
Like a product placement. It's an ad or something.
I'm like a live Facebook ad.
Yeah.
I'm your algorithm. I make it.
Mm-hmm. There was an episode of Black Mirror about this exact situation.
Yeah, you're probably right about that. Make sure you guys subscribe, rate, and review if you want to show your support for this podcast. That's the best way to do that. Oh, and if you listen on Spotify, you can leave comments directly under each of the episodes that you listen to. As long as that feature is enabled, every podcaster on Spotify, you can do that with. So here's the thing. I wanted to tell you something, man. There is some crazy shit going on before we get to the POC. Mm-hmm. Sydney Sweeney, the actress.
Oh, the
with
soap.
The huge boobies.
The soap, yeah.
Yeah. She has, for those of you who don't know what the fuck I'm talking about, wasn't she also on that show Euphoria? Mm-hmm. Is that the show? Yeah. She was on Euphoria.
She slutted out.
She slutted out, apparently.
Yeah.
I think she's a good actress. I really don't know, but... She is now, she's decided to, what is it, Dr. Squatch? What's the name of the soap company?
I think it's Dr. Squatch.
Squatch?
Like Sasquatch.
It's the one with like the Sasquatch. Yeah,
Squatch.
Yeah. So yeah, they have decided to team up with her, and she has decided to add her own bath water to the soap that they're selling. And yes, bath water. She's literally selling her bath water in a bottle. But here's the thing. I don't really know the amount of bath water that's in it. I have no idea. But here's they sold out. They sold out too much at the point that third-party companies are selling this for like $200 up to $2,000. That many men are buying up her fucking bath water. So, Wes, I wanted to ask you, DJ Hey Cousin, as a man, would you please explain to the audience what the fuck, please?
Well, I'm sure it's not all just men buying this ridiculous ass soap.
It is.
But I also believe I have two things. One, the hole. The way it's shaped, it's a bar with a hole in it.
See, I didn't even see that. I only saw the body wash.
It's not the body wash they're buying, it's the bar. It's the bar they're buying.
What is it, like a soapy fleshlight?
It's just a pretty. It's as thick as probably as thick as this book the camera's on, and it's with a hole in it, and it's the hole. That's what I'm sure it's a hole. And two, and this is more insider baseball. Like she's looking up the image because she's never seen it before.
I didn't know about that.
I very much question her PR team because
it sounds disgusting.
They're flying way too close to the sun right now. Her and Sabrina Carpenter's team, like they're flying way too close to the sun, and they're gonna turn her into Katy Perry soon.
Look at the shape of this dude's hole. He's been using it.
Oh, it's not great.
Oh, yeah, his hole's really small.
Oh, that's yeah. He's a grower, probably.
I think the hole. Looking at this original one. Well, it's for a rope.
Well, that's not the original one.
Oh,
that's not. It's a little bigger than that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I can see putting a rope in there.
Actually, a lot of those are just like parodies, but there you get the gist.
Yeah. I can't find the original photo of this goddamn hole. I just don't understand. Okay. Well, all right. So you want to get? That'd be a great. I'll try that video.
Try what?
Her bathwater. You don't want a wet white woman.
I'm not
bath
trying.
Water all
I'm
over
not
you?
Trying the hole. That's what I'm trying to.
Oh, I meant the soap. I didn't want you to fuck the hole.
Okay.
That's not,
well, you've asked me to do some ridiculous things throughout our 10-year friendship. Okay, so come some slack.
I have.
Yeah.
But I don't want you to fuck soap. I draw the line there. That's not good for
your
penis.
I feel
like.
All right, duly noted.
It's like chemicals, and that's not smart.
I will bring that up eventually.
What?
You said the line was fucking soap, so this is.
You were talking about
so this is
peeing.
Technically over
I
that
will bring
line,
it up eventually.
Amber.
Hi, my name is Amber, and I go too far. All right, so that's a perfect segue to our POC excellence segment.
Perfect.
It is not. but this is the podcast where the silly happens. I can't help it. I can't help what I say.
We can't.
I'm supposed to know what I'm saying? I don't. It's time for our POC excellence segment. If you are unaware of what that is where I and Wes, we go ahead and we give our flowers to people of color who are doing and have done amazing things. Next, right here on the Professionally Silly Podcast. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. You heard a transitional sound, so now we're on to the next segment. I want to talk to you guys about Fannie Lou Hamer. This is what she did. She was a prominent American voting and women's rights activist, community organizer, and leader of the civil rights movement. And she was best known for a lot of things. Let's start off with this. Fannie fought tirelessly for African Americans' rights to vote, often facing violence, resistance, and intimidation. So thank God for her. She got all of that started for us. Even though I voted, and every time I voted, it don't seem to fucking matter these days. Don't get me started.
Yeah, well, she fought for the right.
She fought for the right.
She didn't say it was going to go well afterwards.
Yeah, she didn't say the government would allow it to happen.
Yeah.
All right, so she worked closely with organizations like the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee, the SNCC, and the National Women's Political Caucus, okay? So she also had a few leadership roles. She served as a vice chairwoman of the Freedom Democratic Party, which she represented at the 1964 Democratic National Convention. Mm. She also co-founded the National Women's Political Caucus to recruit and support women in politics. That's nice. What that's for.
Nice.
So because of her, people like Stacey Adams and Stacey Abrams. I was editing and I realized what I said. I had to get that in there out of respect. All right, carry on. And what would have been President Harris, they're able to do what they're doing. And it's mm-hmm. amazing.
Yeah.
Moving on, she's got a few other things I want to discuss here. She is also renowned for her captivating speeches. I'm going to share something with you guys that you may have heard before. A certain quote that I have heard since I was a kid and I never knew who it actually originated from. So she's renowned for her speeches, often weaving together biblical references, personal anecdotes, and calls to action. Her famous Sick and Tired of Being Sick and Tired speech showcased her ability to invoke strong emotions in the audience. I've heard that quote a million times in movies and songs and poems,
yeah.
But I didn't know that it was her.
All throughout pop culture, if it was anybody else with some foresight, her estate would have copyrighted the quote, and it'd be getting some residuals every time somebody says it, you know, a cent, 2 cents or something like that.
Right, she was Taylor Swift, she would have put that money on.
You know what I'm saying? So that's amazing. You know,
is also at a different time.
Of course. You know, this is in hindsight, of course, you know what I'm saying? But it's amazing what the echoes of your actions have throughout history.
I agree with you. I don't know what anybody's going to remember me for once I'm gone. I just hope I'm remembered by someone.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Just one person.
And really,
remembers me.
That's really all you can really ask for at the end of the day. You know,
when I die first.
Yeah.
From a bank robbery heist.
Oh, it was going to be.
I'm going out in a blaze of glory, buddy.
Oh man, I thought it was going to be something skydiving related. Oh, that's cool though. I like that.
But slow motion.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding. Bullets hurt. I don't like pain. Oh. All right, moving on. Fannie pioneered initiatives like the Freedom Farm Cooperative and
agricultural projects aimed at redistributing economic power, providing resources in African American communities.
Thank you. That was the hardest sentence. When y'all watch the bloopers, you'll understand why he had to take over that sentence. Because the way it's edited is just going to be a jump cut to him handling this. Throughout her life, Fannie confronted racial segregation, voter suppression, and economic inequality, inspiring countries to join the fight for civil rights and social justice. She was inducted into the National Women's Hall of Fame in 1993 and awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom by President Joe Biden in 2025. So
wonderful, wonderful.
She is definitely our POC Excellence Person of the Week. And here are your flowers, Miss Fannie.
Yes, you can put them right next to the awards you've gotten from the president and
so
whatnot.
Some accolades right there.
I do appreciate that she has received her flowers, though, all jokes aside.
Yeah.
That she is well recognized and that she, you know, she will be remembered.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. A father surprises his son and takes him to the prom. Yeah, you heard right. Next on the Professionally Silly podcast. This is a viral moment that I saw on my FYP, on my Instagram, actually. And it's a viral moment that's literally got everybody talking. So this is coming from HollywoodUnlocked.com because I wanted to dig a little further into it. It says here, a family from Georgia just served up the kind of father-son moment that melts hearts and silence hate. In a now viral TikTok posted by Diamond Givens, her teenage son stepped out in a prom look so bold and beautiful, the internet had to pause and take it in. This teen wasn't playing with the fit either, okay? He rocked a deep purple tuxedo dress, okay, with a slick bow detail and a feathered fan that added even more flair. He was dripping confidence, surrounded by family and friends who were clearly hyped to see him shine. But then came the twist that had everybody emotional. His dad pulled up in a matching purple suit. That's right, suited and booted in solidarity, ready to take his son to the prom. As his father walked over, you could see the teen try his best to hold it together, but the love was written all over his face. So from what this is actually the photo here. Okay. It looks like a beautiful moment and he looks beautiful. Let's see. Is there a video here? Yes. Let's play it.
My husband surprised his son by taking him to the prom.
Monumental.
Oh,
he do look beautiful though.
Yeah, do look clean. Rook, I mean, just oh, that's clean. That's clean.
So yeah, let them tears drop. Don't fuck up your makeup.
right.
Okay, so you kind of get the idea of what's going on there. So pretty much is that I'm assuming that because of this teen sexuality. First of all, a lot of the times, if you are wearing something that's not a traditional tuxedo or something that's considered masculine, like, they're not going to let you in the prom. There have been times where gay men or gay young boys at this time wanted to wear a prom dress all dolled up, you know, yeah. And they were turned away. And he didn't have a date. His daddy said, hey, I'm going to take my son to prom. But it wasn't just about supporting him, you know, to go to the prom. It was about literally supporting and showing his son the acceptance that, hey, I love you. I'm going to take you to this prom. We're going to have a good time. I accept you and I want the world to know that I accept you. And that's what this moment is about. That's why this young man is like full of all the tears.
Yeah, something is simple, regardless of who you are or what you do, where you love, whatever. The acceptance of your father is one of the most important building blocks of a person.
Sure is. And you have to, I mean, obviously you know this as a black man in the black community, you know, homosexuality is kind of faux pas. It's not really, you know, you can, but black men are taught not to do those kinds of things, or to even, not even just that, showing emotion alone, they're not allowed to do, let alone nails in a lace front. You know what I mean?
So. Yeah. Well, I have a very unique experience with that, given my family's history and everything. People I'm related to, and you know what they do, what they're famous for, and it doesn't, you know, there's always more to learn. You know what I'm saying? There's always more to understand, not just about yourself, but you know, about the world around you, and by extension, you know, people. Mm-hmm. You know, so you know, it's as long as you have that self awareness. You know, that's definitely one of the biggest steps of being able to just accept everyone and in turn accept yourself.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because it's a circle. That's a circle. It's Ouroboros, more so. It's an emotional Ouroboros, you know, and it's difficult. But, I mean, I see why people aren't aren't built for. Some, I mean, you know, I know we're all built out of the same components, but a lot of folks really, they still can't quite get it.
Mm-hmm.
They still can't quite understand. You know, and I mean, it sucks for them. I mean, some folks will learn, you know, in that journey of acceptance, but some folks
they're stuck.
Yeah, yeah.
They can't get out.
Yeah.
I was earlier today. I was looking at my Netflix, looking at all these different things that are popping up, and I saw this other documentary series that popped up called "Pray Away." And you can pretty much guess what that's about.
Yep.
It pretty much, for those of you who didn't get that, it sounds like it's pretty much about a documentary of people trying to pray the gay away. Mm-hmm. Pray the gay away. And there was a time when people's families were sending them to these camps to get the gay out of them.
Yeah.
You know, just utilizing religion as a weapon and shaming these people to the fact where a lot of people were committing suicide because they could not change. They were trying so hard not to be gay and it wasn't working and they felt like they were failing. And because of that, they couldn't go to heaven. They weren't going to be accepted. The families weren't going to love them. They weren't going to be able to be hired. They weren't going to be able to live their lives. So if I can't do the simple things of being a human being, then why should I be here? And unfortunately, a lot of my brothers and sisters, a part of the LGBTQIA+ community, have taken their lives because of this. And now I myself have not seen this documentary myself yet. I definitely plan on watching it very soon because it is a very important part of our history, of our culture. And I want to see the truth. I want to see the things that have been hidden from us. And I think it's important. So if you want to go ahead and check that out too, go ahead, beware. Even the trailer made me fucking cry. Like, I haven't even seen it yet, and I'm in tears just talking about it.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I actually know a few stories from people that I know personally who have tried to commit suicide because of who they are, or who know people who unfortunately succeeded.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's just so having this beautiful moment of this father accepting his child, no matter what his child identifies as or what his child's sexuality is. That is a beautiful fucking moment because he has that support that a lot of people that are a part of our community do not have. And they just feel so alone. So happy Pride to everybody listening to this right now. And I'm saying it not just to the Alphabet Mafia, as what to call ourselves, but also to our allies. And most importantly, happy Pride to all of those who are not allowed to celebrate outwardly because it's not safe for you or because you're scared or whatever your reasoning may be. Happy Pride to you. You are seen and you are loved.
And also happy Men's Mental Health Month as well.
Happy Men's Mental Health Month as well. That is also very important. That is the month of June, the whole month of June. Sometimes they have these awareness months and weeks and stuff, but there's so many of them. You have to just like be reminded. So thank you for reminding us. Is another important thing that is often ignored is the mental health of men. As I said earlier, a lot of men are taught to just hide their emotions, not share it, not acknowledge it, and it has caused a lot of problems. And if you don't know a man personally who has dealt with that, think about men like Robin Williams. Think about men like Lee Thompson Young. Think about men like, I forget his name. It was on the Ellen DeGeneres show. He passed away.
Oh, the DJ. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, I forgot his name, but yeah.
I do apologize that I'm having a little bit of a brain fart right now.
Oh, no,
but there are so many men who do not have the support that they need, you know, to get through life. They're not allowed to share these emotions and these feelings that they're having. So they keep it inside. And that's not healthy for anyone, you know, especially when you've got the pressure of the world telling you that you need to provide and you need to do this. And I expect this of you because you're the man. You're a man. You know, I know there's probably ladies listening to this. Shut up, bitch. No, well, I will not.
You know, because it ties right back into this individual here receiving the love of his father.
Exactly.
That's, again, going back to one of the most important blocks of a person's well-being. This person got that.
Yeah, 100%. I think because of this, the mental health of this child, I mean he might be 18, I don't know, but of the person that we're discussing, it's going to be really good for their future to to have the love and respect of their father. So that's amazing. All right, so let's move on to something hilarious.
Yeah, somebody fall down some stairs or something, or fart. I'll tell
you
what,
I can fart right now if you want me to.
Oh, word?
Yeah, hold on. Nah, I can't do it on
camera. Dang, I was waiting for that low key.
That would have been crazy.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. He was pointing at, and you pointed at me too. You lifted your left cheek up.
I tried to, that was crazy. I tried to toot it up and boot it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that would have gotten all on me. But you know what? It would have been worth it.
Next on the Professionally Silly Podcast, I have a horrible first day story to share with you. It's the kind of story that if you actually have someone and they're good to you, hold on to them, because this is an idea of what's going on out in these streets right now. This is why we're struggling. Well, I'm struggling. He seems to be doing all right.
I am. I'm fine. But a lot of people aren't.
Yeah, me. Next. I have a great, horrible first date story that I came across on Reddit, and I love the idea of sharing worst dates, whether they're first or whatever, is because, first of all, we all have been on dates, or we're going to at some point in our lives, because that's kind of how it works usually.
If you haven't, then you haven't earned your stripes yet, your dating stripes.
Yeah. I mean, there are a lot of people who just, like, fall into relationships who only, you know what I mean?
And I wouldn't even say they're the lucky ones, but, you know, those are the cards that are dealt within the life of their relationships and whatnot. Yeah. But, I mean, I do think that that kind of experience is useful and it's needed as far as understanding the totality of what you need and want as far as a person and the whole dynamic.
It's an entire relationship interview. That's what it is.
It is. And thank you for saying interview, because it is.
I need to know your priors. I need to know... how things went in your previous relationships,
Your whole facts. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? We're interviewing each other.
Give me your whole facts. I like that.
We're interviewing each other. Yeah. Okay. And sometimes folks aren't really given the best interview questions. They don't dress well. They didn't shower before. There's a lot of ways to ruin a good interview.
We're about to figure out exactly what the fuck happened on this date. Let's go on to this Tinder trap.
Tinderoni.
Tinderoni. That's, I should edit that out just because. All right. So it says here, I went on a Tinder date with a guy who is now in my contacts as do not answer penis pic. I cannot tell you how many dick pics that I have received, and I don't even date men, and I still get them. I could probably get a dick pic right now if I tried hard enough.
I mean, so could I, but that's really just tells them. The folly of the dick pic overall. As someone who's only sent maybe, less than 10 dick pics my entire life, I just don't fucking get it.
Did you ever send it to someone who didn't ask for it?
No!
Well, thank you for that, actually. Thank you. That's so kind.
That just feels like common sense.
The bar is really low. It goes on to say, prior to the date, he seemed normal. Don't they always? Mm. We texted and talked on the phone, then arranged to meet at a restaurant or bar. He was cute, but definitely bitter about something. He was from California and apparently didn't like this new city we were in. He started talking about sex and blowjobs and complaining about how uptight everyone here is about sex. This is a first date.
Yeah, well, this is third date material right here.
Not even for me. This is not a third date. Is it, like, are all these dates like 3 days apiece? Like, what the fuck? Yeah. No. Anyways, it goes on to say he invited the waitress to a party his company was throwing after sending back the French fries he ordered. So he invited a waitress to a party while he's on his date. Okay. I showed him a picture of my dog on my phone, and he took out his phone and showed me a picture of his penis. We walked out of the restaurant together to get our cars from the valet. My car came first, and I left. He texted me later that he had my sweater. Apparently, I dropped it on the way out. And if I wanted to see it again, I'd have to hang out with him.
Held the sweater hostage.
R.I.P. to my sweater.
Yeah. Oh my God. Oh, we don't deal with terrorists.
No, we don't.
All right. We don't negotiate with terrorists. All right. Keep the goddamn sweater.
We don't negotiate with terrorists. That is a crappy first date. I don't understand why everybody's so uptight. You know, I like blowjobs and sex. I'm sorry. I don't even know your last name yet. What the fuck?
Wilson. Anyway, I love a good escort from time to time. They don't group hard.
Why was Wilson the one you went with? I can't help but ask.
I don't know. I don't know.
But if your last name is Wilson, we know what you're thinking about.
Oh my goodness! And you know what it is? Well, this is just one of the theories I have. Let me not be so concise about it.
Lay it on me.
One of the theories is the concept of a lot of parents thinking that boys are easier to teach. And I mean, this isn't wholesale. This is just in some communities, some circumstances and whatnot. But some people have the philosophy that boys are easier to teach. So you can just go out, let them do the thing, and they'll just get the hang of it, you know, as they're fucking up. While girls, theoretically, you have to be more in tune with, you have to be more on them for the sake of them being more fragile, so on and so forth, other things. And one of the backlash, one of the cons of that might be that, you know, when that voice deepens up and though that sperm starts swimming, not only were they not given the best foundation leading up to that, they're also not nurtured into that in the proper way as far as how best to distribute those emotions, those feelings, you know, those urges that come along that you really have no real conceptualization of, so no one sat you down and really spoke to you about it and telling you what that is. And it could lead down a very, very, not the best path.
So all of that led to the dick pics I've gotten? Is that what you're saying?
Unfortunately, yes.
Okay, parents of sons do better. Thanks so much for listening to the podcast. Goodbye.
Bye.
Oh my God, that's ridiculous.
Just a theory.
Listen, if there's anything that you can take from this podcast episode, it's dating is hard.
Yes.
And it definitely needs to come with like instructions, directions, warning labels, something.
Yeah, a Dr. Lipschitz manual of some kind. Mm-hmm. I mean,
something. Kinsey test, something.
And
Hippocratic oath. I don't know.
And when you really think about it, this is untraveled territory as far as humanity is concerned, just as far as where we've laid all the cards at, but where we also expect to be given the same expectations or even higher expectations. Mm-hmm. So it's I don't know where we're going to be in the next 10 years economically, dating wise, as far as like, you know, an overall society, but it's definitely going to be interesting to watch from my bunker.
When the zombie horde comes, I'm sacrificing myself. I just give up.
I mean, I have room for you.
Oh, well, you didn't say that.
Okay, yeah.
All right, cool. I retract a weird laugh and strange comment before that.
All right.
Thanks. Yeah. Professionally silly life rules. Everybody needs a warning label before dating. Mm-hmm. Shout out to the listeners because you guys are fucking titties. I love your faces, but most of all, I love the ears that are attached to them. Make sure you guys subscribe to this podcast if you haven't already, both on YouTube. If you're listening to this audibly, you can now see our reactions and all the crazy things that happen. Plus, you get to enjoy the strange bloopers at the end visually. If you are listening to the podcast via YouTube when you're watching with us, then go ahead and click that thumbs up button. It's extremely helpful on any YouTube video that you watch because what it does is it puts us into the algorithm to where we are actually suggested to other people. And there is nothing that makes a content creator smile more than to see that they're getting great views and they're getting mm-hmm. people actually engaging with their content. So that would be amazing.
Yeah, leave a comment. Keep going. Leave a comment. Just put one letter. Just hold a key down for 5 seconds and then just hit and send it.
Yeah, be like, fart.
Yeah.
And press send.
Yeah, just press F and just send it.
Everybody, go ahead and put fart in here.
Yeah, yeah.
That'll help.
Everyone. Fart it up in the comments.
If this is your first time listening to this podcast, thank you so much for joining. I hope you decide to join on in and binge all the silly that you've missed because there is actually over 300 episodes waiting for you, at least audibly. Visually, we've been doing this for like about a month and a half, so we got not as many videos left, but we're working on that.
Yeah, we're working on it.
Check out the show notes down below. That's the best way to figure out how to follow our social medias, our TikToks, our Instagrams, all the good stuff is down below in the show notes. Click my link tree. It is right there. He's got his links down there. Stalk us online, but like in a safe, respectful way. Like, don't be knocking at my window talking about some, hey.
No parasocial relationships over here, okay? All right, this is just entertainment, all right? And you...
Down below also, you can find my email address. It's professionallysilly@gmail.com, along with my Google Voice number, 805-664-1828. Leave me a voicemail or text message, and you will get on the podcast, especially if it's great. Share your stories, your embarrassing moments, or if you have any questions, maybe you need advice, hit us up. Oh, speaking of which, I did get a listener email, and I'm going to share it with you guys next week, so make sure you tune in for that. I'm actually very excited about it because I don't get a lot of those. So when I do get them, oh, it's a good time. It's a good time for me. So I'll share that with you guys next week. DJ, hey, cousin, is there anything else that you would like to say?
No, I pretty much got it all out there. Let me see. Hug me, someone. That's it. Yeah.
All right. You don't mean me, right?
No, not you.
Oh, not you. That would have made things a little, a little awkward.
Yeah, not you.
My P.O. Box is down below as well. P.O. Box 533 Lovejoy, Georgia 30250. I forgot the zip code for a second. With the name Amber Smiles Jones. Well, once again, I'm your audible boofang, Amber Smiles Jones, and this is your audible side piece.
DJ Hey Cousin.
Ah, thanks. I forgot again. DJ Hey Cousin on the verbal ones and twos. I'm not good at that.
Thick it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for listening to the Professionally Silly Station, where I take my silliness
seriously.
And I'll leave you with this. Someone dreamt about you last night and you have no idea. Okay, bye.
All right, bye.
That's fucking creepy. I didn't hit record.
The whole time?
Just for a full minute.
I thought it was recording and it stopped.
I did too. I don't know what the fuck happened.
Check it. Stop it and check.
Okay. All right. We are visible.
Yeah. You can be seen now.
We're here. Civil rights activism, obviously. Now, Hammer. Damn it. Hamer. Hamer, I'm just going to go ahead and call her by name. Fanny fought. All right. I got mad as fuck for a second. It's like I forgot how to read. Yeah. Aimed at economic. Damn it. Try that again. She pioneered. Fanny pioneered in. What the fuck? What are words?
Initiatives.
What are you saying?
Well, I said initiatives.
What am I saying?
Initiatives.
That's how it's spelled. Initiative. Are you saying it?
I might be just saying it.
All right. Anyways, if you are listening on the podcast, did you get some?
Goddamn, yes.
Is there any more left? I feel like it's gone.
I'm not sure. I think it's going to be a little bit left. I just pumped me up like Popeye with spinach.
You took the best part, man. You took all the spinach.
Oh, man.
red leather, yellow leather. Unique New York. Mamma mia, here we go again. Mama. Is your throat prepared?
Yeah, pretty good.
Okay, let's do it. Fanny pioneered initiatives like the Freedom Farm Cooperative. Is that right? Cooperative? Feels wrong.
That's correct.
All right. One more time. Last time. Swear to God. Damn, I have to sneeze, I think. Also, I think there's an eyelash in my eye. You know that feeling is like, oh, I think it's
like something's infiltrated my eye. Yeah, yeah.
That might have been that motherfucker. I'd rather just be a sty.
At this point.
All right, let's do it. I want to talk to you guys about Fannie Lee. Damn it. Oh, my God. I can't with myself anymore. If this is your...
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at COTA.com.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.